Welcome to Christ's Blessing. On the 26th of August, 2018. Today is a day of remembrance for me because it was 1 year ago today I opened my front door and saw my world destroyed from Hurricane Harvey. All the fences were down, trees were turned upside down, and debris was everywhere. And by some miraculous exemption, we didn't get that much damage to our house. Mainly, our parts of our roof were torn off, but across the street was a home completely demolished. So the Lord was with us, and I have given thanks ever since. It has been a very, very tough year. And you've all been through it with me. As you probably remember, other of our blessing givers conducted the blessing calls for several weeks because I did not have an internet service or even a cell phone service to reach out and connect. And I'm prompted with gratitude, not only to God and Yeshua and the Holy Spirit and the forces of nature that could have been so much worse to us than they were, but to all of you for your love and your care and your support and your patience. And I'm so glad this year is over. You know, some things we just have to go through and we bear with patience and humility. We learn from them. This is a theater of life where we come to learn our lessons and develop our strengths and add to our phenomenal, already extensive storehouse of experience. And I'm looking forward next year to having some very, very different, positive, wonderful experiences. You know, they say that the storm comes right before the break of daylight. So I'm counting on that being true. And for now, I want to welcome all of you to this blessing today. And let's take some calls. I see Betty Jo is on the phone. Hi, Betty Jo. You're live now.
Hi, Glenda. God bless you, and thank you for your time with this community. It's so appreciated, and I'd like to ask for a blessing for myself. I was on vacation last week and had a really bad fall, and it fractured my spine. So I'm waiting. I have to have a brace. They couldn't find one over the weekend, and I'm going to have an MRI tomorrow. So I just appreciate some good wishes and Christ's blessings. Thank you, Glenda.
Oh, you have it, and we will surround you we will fill you with the love of the Holy Spirit and the light of angels so that
thank you.
Your medical help will discover right off exactly what they need to
thank
do.
You.
To take you out of pain and into wellness.
Thank you.
I can tell everyone, so many of you know what I have been through in the last 8 years of conducting the blessing calls, because actually what brought all of this about in the first place is that I was in such pain tending my first hip replacement that Yeshua came to me and offered me these blessings every day. I learned how to do them and said, can we teach everyone else? And, of course, that's how the work all began. But what I learned, and I just want to say this now in relation to Betty Jo's request, is that we are a team working together for the betterment of all. And so whenever anyone asks for blessings of a medical nature, I also and always ask that their medical providers be blessed as well, because it makes all the difference. our medical science is actually wonderful if it's practiced with consciousness, with love, and with spiritual guidance. Where it goes wrong and elicits so much criticism from some people is where it's practiced only as a dry and formidable exercise of intellectual knowledge that just doesn't get the job done. I grew up in a family rich with doctors, and I know from what I learned from them that it's only part science. No matter how many degrees you have and how many years you practice, there's an element of intuition and spiritual guidance and love and caring and dedication to doing the right thing that makes all the difference. So I pray always that those qualities are brought out in the medical caregivers that assist all of our people who have medical problems. So thank you, Betty Jo, for giving me a chance to say that, because I want you to know that all of those people are included. And I'm going to take Jerome live. And Jerome is a doctor. I don't think you're actively practicing in the hospital, but you'll always be actively practicing in your way of being.
Consciousness, love, and spiritual guidance. And for my family, Paul, Amber, Vinny, and Andrew. But yes, I've learned that from you, Glenda. And if I was practicing now, but I do kind of help along the way sometimes, and that's what I'm doing now. It's the consciousness of spirit, the love and light and peace and joy, and the spiritual guidance that they give me. But you are doing the same as well. So I just love you dearly, and everything about you and your family and everything that you do, you are priceless. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much, Jerome. I love you and your family so much. And your smile. You have the most amazing smiling voice.
Well, you do too.
I think that comes from a happy soul.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah. I've remembered some of my past lifetimes too, so I know that we're here for another time, but we've had only maybe 6 million past ones.
Is that all?
Oh, and I love
stretch,
you. Really.
Stretch your imagination a little bit. See if you can make it bigger. Okay. Okay, my dear brother. I'm going to bring Tony on the call. Hi, Tony. You're live.
Hey, Glenda. We're
yes.
really happy to connect with you. Hey, there's a really cool full moon we're having right now. It's actually
yes.
exact early this morning. And the thing I noticed about it just today is that the moon is exactly in the middle of a trine, the most harmonious angle between Saturn and Uranus. So the full moon directly in that. So the sun, which is still close to Regulus, is in a big grand trine, which is a very fortunate configuration, big grand trine with Uranus and Saturn. And then the moon.
Ooh, that's very powerful.
It is.
That's
it's
very
like
powerful because I'm going to comment and then you comment after me, okay?
Sure.
Of course, we all know the moon is about change because it changes in its cycles. It's also about emotions because it stimulates that part of life and growth. Because it stimulates that part of life. Now, Uranus is about spontaneous and often unexpected changes, the big time changes, the big evolutionary sudden surges of life that move forward. But the fact that it's in a trine with Saturn, everybody sometimes and in many ways, structure can be valuable because it keeps us from blowing apart. It keeps our changes and our growth directed toward constructive channels and constructive pathways. So it's a very good thing, in my opinion, that Saturn is actually part of that, because it means it's going to be controlling the outcome of change for the best and highest good.
I think it's very in tune with what you've been talking about in your class, the part about real-time workability comes forward too. Now there's a quote about
yes, pragmatic change.
Yeah. So this quote from Chapter 9 in Love Without End jumped out at me yesterday. As you ascend to higher, more loving, to a higher, more loving relationship with your fellow man and your creator, the dominance of structure will fall away. To me, that's highly resonant with this formation. I would say it's a resonance to that message. So it's very fortunate, and I think it points towards something that's inherent and unfolding in us about through our connections with finding the balance and the truth in our experience. We are gradually realizing that we don't have to be dominated by structure the way we have been in the past. So that configuration today, it really, really kind of resonates that from my perspective. And I think what we're connecting with is something that heightens that sense of access and awareness to workability.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And just to put a little icing on your cake, structure is a good thing when we control it rather than when it limits us.
Yeah.
And I think that's what we've got, is we've got a configuration that gives us an opportunity to use structure for improvement.
Yeah, it makes sense.
I think, and I love that this is coming on the anniversary of Harvey's coming to town.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
The man who came to dinner and didn't bother knocking on the door, he just knocked the door down.
Yeah.
So, well, such is life. We do have our struggles and we have our challenges, and it's all in how we handle them, what we make of them, what we learn from them. And sometimes it can be good when things get torn down, because then we get to build them back a new and better way.
Well, and I want to include a blessing for the whole Earth, but most especially for the people in Hawaii, because here on the anniversary, they had this, it seemed like it was very graceful, the way that the whole thing played out, the way that the storm kind of ameliorated. I'm sure a lot of blessings and prayers and love were sent in that direction.
And you know it.
Yeah.
And the nice thing about Hawaii is that there are so many spiritual practitioners from so many different forms of belief and practice. I'm sure they were all coordinated in a singular effort.
For sure.
You know, we have our blessing givers all over the world, but I was an only down here, other than ministers that I'm sure were praying. But so often when we pray from our fear of what we pray from. And it's the same problem we have with affirmation. We affirm from the lack of what we have not. And so it doesn't work. What we have to learn, and this is what I have been teaching so repeatedly from so many points of view, is pray as if you have it. Pray from that which you want as if you already have it. And that's something to remember when you pray today for your blessing. Pray for perfection delivered, knowing perfection already exists. It just may not have been quite moved into place yet, but it's already created. So thanks, Tony, always, for your wisdom and your contribution. We have a wireless caller from area code 413, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. It's June, calling from Massachusetts. I wanted to ask you to put a few people on your blessing list.
Okay.
One is my only aunt, and she is 92 today, and she's a Baha'i, and she teaches to ask God to show you the beauty in other people and in circumstances. And I think that's so that is beautiful itself, you know, for God to show us the beauty and for the other people to show us their beauty and animals and the earth.
That's great.
Yes, and I wanted to, her name is Arlene, and I wanted a blessing for my sister Lisa, who's moving, and she's in love. So it's a huge turn in her life, and a special blessing for her.
Yeah, moving is harder than we think it would be, really.
Yes,
it is.
Yes. It's such a huge change. You know, we always think that these absolutely wonderful things have no stress or but they require a lot out of us.
They do, indeed.
So those are people that I would especially like a blessing for. And then one older cousin who got shingles for the second time, and I thought she was through with it, but she's got it, and that shingles is a nasty thing to get. It can appear anywhere, internally or externally, and it's just really difficult for her, so I'd like a special blessing for her.
Oh, all right. And her name?
Odette.
Odette.
Yes.
So, all right. She's on my list.
Thank you.
And so are you, June. So are you.
Thank you. Oh,
you're
welcome. Always be a blessing.
Of
thank
course.
You, Linda.
All right. And we have a wireless caller from area code 641. You're on. You're live.
Hello, Glenda.
Hi.
My name is Betty Ann, and I am in Iowa. And tomorrow I go to another specialist to find out what is wrong with my body. And I want absolutely nothing, but something has to change. And I'm hoping that his consciousness will find an easy, simple, painless, practical way to help me so that I don't have to continue worrying and going from doctor to doctor. I want to be like you, always grateful and happy, but I've been pinched about the gratitude. It's been going on for too many years now, so I have been asking.
I understand.
Yes.
I see this done for you. I see it done for you, and I will hold it done for you in the blessing.
Thank you. And I want to also give gratitude to your book, The Way to a
Thank you.
That is absolutely fantastic. When I read,
thank you.
I can read only so much before I can't handle anymore. The knowledge is so deep, so coherent, and practical. I just want to sit and read that book and never see another doctor again.
Oh, you know, I think once you find out what to focus, right now, you just need to find out what's wrong. And once you find out what's wrong, it will be a piece of cake for you to rise above it.
Thank you.
Sometimes, everybody, it's confusion that holds us down. We don't know where to look, where to turn, who to ask for help. And we just stay stuck in that confusion. It can be a really, really big state of oppression. And once we got it all clear, we just know then all we got to do is drive down the road until the sun rises. Mm-hmm. And that's what I will hold for you, Betty Ann. So
I love you so much. And you know what? I even like you.
Oh, thank you. That's sweet.
Okay.
That is so sweet. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sweetheart.
You're welcome. And we have a caller from area code 780. Is that you, Desmond?
Hey, Glenda, it's Desmond.
Hi. I thought it was. I pretty much got you down. I got your number, as they say.
Yeah, got your number, too. I want to ask, I want to tell you that I have been thinking about my life purpose. I've been going through my life a lot. I've been doing it, like, my whole life. I like, just go through lots of memories, and I've been really thinking about my life purpose and my connection to a lot of enlightened people like Anastasia and her children and David Hawkins and you and Michael Haynes, and how my relationship and my karma has been with them and what my life purpose is. And I've just really started to notice, like, the negative and the positive elements of life. And I want to be able to fulfill my life purpose, but I realize that it's not that easy, and it requires, like, a lot of patience, a lot of dedication, even a lot of secrecy, and also a lot of privacy, because, you know, just going out and telling my beliefs doesn't change anything often, and lots of times I get pulled into you know, other people's belief systems. And I realize how beliefs are the, like, major causes of war. And I love your chapter with Yeshua on belief, the pathway to attainment. And I love that whole book. I love the soul's purpose. I love prayer and meditation. I love the way. I love restoring the temple. I mean, innocent perception. I love the whole book of the keys of Yeshua and love without end. And I read that book quite often. I think it's very helpful, but I love to hear from Yeshua, and I love to use that picture to communicate with him that you painted. Mm-hmm. But even so, I feel that, you know, this world, there's some beautiful things that Anastasia and her son talk about that would really change this world, and I don't have the power to do it. I don't even have the power to change my own family. There's some beautiful things, as you know, that Yeshua talks about, and you know them very well, and you've had mm-hmm. lots and lots of spiritual gifts you've shown me over the years, and still you haven't had the power to be able to stand up on a podium and tell the whole world that, you know, Yeshua has the answer to that problem, you know, and this is how you solve the problem. It's very simple. And even with your own family, maybe you have similar things where you know that Yeshua is giving you the answer, or friends, you know, the answer is really simple, but it's hard to exchange that mm-hmm. belief system with them.
Yes. Well, it's true, and it's just part of our pathway through life. You know, it's part of our experience, and I think it's important to observe the differences, because it helps us to affirm our uniqueness. How, you know, how, and How are you you? What makes you you? And why have you chosen what you've chosen? It gives you a chance to compare. Do you know, if there was no comparison, you would go blind. You couldn't see. If you were just in the white light of a cloud all your life, eventually your eyes would just stop working. Or if everything was just green, your eyes would stop working. What makes your eyes work is that there are comparisons and differences that allow us to create with those differences the configurations that we need to see, that we need to observe, to look at, to either appreciate or change. So, anyway, Destin, thank you for your comments. Those were great. And you're doing such good work. I'm just so proud of you on the progress you're making and how you're moving your life forward. It's, you know, everything about you is so commendable. And I know that at times you've had a lot of struggle, but I'm glad you don't take this struggle personally and that you realize that your struggles are just different from what other people struggle with. Everybody's got struggles. I do. Look at my last year. That was a struggle and a half. You know, everybody's got struggles. They're just different. And like I said, that's what makes us unique. And I think that our struggles have been chosen in order to give us the lessons we each need to learn. So, with that being said, maybe it's time for our blessing. We do have Janet on the call, though. I'm going to take Janet. Hi. Hi, Janet. You're on.
Okay. For years, I've tried to focus on the God part of each individual instead of the human part. And It's so hard day by day to do this because, of course, the humanhood just takes over so many times. So recently I asked Jeshua to help me see this, and his answer I thought was beautiful, so I wanted to share it. He said,
"Oh, great."
He said, "They're all like me. They just don't know it."
That's right. Same goes for you, too.
Well, it just, you know, when I try to do it now, I try to think what he said, too, because it makes it a little easier and a little more clear. You know, I think the more we can focus on the God of each person and them being like him, the better of their nature will receive, the more God of their nature will receive. But day by day is just so hard because we get attacked by the humanness.
Yes, we do. But I do want to add to that. I want to add something to that, and that is that we need to see the humanness because that's what builds compassion. That's what teaches us mercy. It's what teaches us detachment. And it's also what leads us to appreciate that we all are different. And so that's the hardest part. And if once you can do that without judgment, you're being the God part of yourself. And being the God part of yourself is just as important as seeing the God part in other people. Does that make sense?
Yes, yes, it does.
It's just harder. It's just a little step up, but it's very, very important. I think the first step is really to see that perfection is buried deep inside everyone, and we're all struggling. That allows us to be in their presence without judgment. But once we're in their presence without judgment, then the next step is to say, okay, I'm not going to judge you, but boy, are you different from me. I don't like cheesecake at all. I'm being silly on that, you know, but it's just an example. You know, I would not do that.
When we don't judge, we allow a higher part of them to come forward.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Yes. That's the point. That's the point. And so we can move into a better space for sharing the world. Sometimes it's not easy to share the world. You know, one of our biggest lessons as a kid was learning to share our toys. I mean, really, it was a big lesson because sometimes they didn't come back undamaged, you know, because other kids didn't take care of our toys like they took care of their toys. So it was a big lesson to learn, and sometimes we had fights over it. You can remember that, I'm sure. Even with my best girlfriend that I love so much like a sister, we would have the worst fights you can imagine. And we would call each other names, not dirty names, because we weren't allowed to use any words like that. But we would make up names, like, you're a dirty dog. You know? And then we would go and pout for a while. And we'd come back, and oh, we were in love with each other again. And that's the way it was. But, you know, we learn to deal with these things with either our siblings or our classmates or our best friends. And it's all part of growing up. And I think, actually, we never stop growing up. I'm still growing up. I won't tell you where I am on the age chart, but I'm still basically a kid in my heart, and maybe that will never change.
I think you and I are the same age from things you've said before.
Okay, we'll be kids together.
Okay.
Okay. Everybody, I think it's time we did our blessing because it's after the 30-minute mark, and it's very important to be on time because there are so many people around the world who tune into our blessing who can't afford or don't have access to a communication line to be here and listen to the call. So I would like for all of you receiving to just be seated, be comfortable. Be ready to let the energy flow. Let your attention fall into your heart. I will say my prayer to Yeshua. And then you will say your prayer for yourself, for the world, for your loved ones, for all those you care about that are also now on my list. But I have a very expanded list because people do write me during the week. And you can do that too. And I read and look online, and of course I'm aware of what's going on in Hawaii and so many parts around the world. So, like I said, I have a very expanded list, and I'm sure all of our blessing givers do as well. So, we just hold love in our heart and know that God knows our every need. Let us begin. Dear Yeshua, we come with humility in our heart, gratitude on our tongue, to speak words of love and appreciation for all that you do for us, and affection and warmth for the fact that you're with us. And when we feel alone, we can always find you, and you're there with a comforting hand. We thank you for your guidance, your wisdom, your teaching, for being with us and all those around us, because we know we do not live alone. And it's only through the loving care that we give to one another that our efforts to improve life are truly successful. So thank you for loving us all and bringing us together as a community and in our own world as a family and a strong community of friends and supporters. Thank you for being with the medical caregivers and the teachers and all those who support our life, that we together make life the fulfilling experience that it can be at its best. We love you. We thank you. And we want to receive the fullness of everything you have to offer now. Amen. Let us begin. Amen. Your blessing is complete now. Well, the energy conveyance is complete, but the rest of the blessing is where you receive it. So go and lie down. Just receive and don't think, because that will bring your mind in, and your mind will have all kinds of thoughts that may not be a blessing. Just be a blank slate and let the Holy Spirit write upon it. So, bye-bye for now. I look forward to being with you again next week, and I wish you a very blessed week.